Okay, we're 24 hours away from the US elections, and what you can see is that the markets are starting to get nervous. You can see the Bitcoin price, and you can see how from last week the Bitcoin price has started to come down, but only to the trend line for now, which is a very, very, very good sign. You can look at the altcoins. The altcoins are going down a lot quicker, and you can look at the Bitcoin dominance, which is actually going up. Now, the truth is that this week is a big week, and if you place your chips correctly this week, if you play this week correctly, you can make a lot of money. And if you don't, you need to make sure that you don't get liquidated or that you don't lose a lot of money. And I know that a lot of crypto people have pretty much factored in a Trump win, but today I want to look at all different scenarios, and I want to look at the optimal way to play this week in crypto before the elections. Let's look at a Trump win, let's look at a Kamala win, let's look at all the different outcomes, and then let's look at the optimal positioning for this week. Because as I said, if you catch this week right and you play this week right, you could make life-changing money. If you don't, you need to just make sure that you don't get liquidated and that you can live to fight another day. So today, 24 hours before the elections, it's all about the elections here. So let's get the show going, guys. Aren't you impressed? We're here on time. And that's the rules here. The rules here are that we're now always on time, always starting exactly on time. We respect you guys. What I need you guys to do is that when we are here on time, destroy and obliterate the like button. Today's going to be a massive show. We're going to talk all about the elections. And I can't believe that we are 24 hours away from what I called on Twitter, Erection Day. I can't believe we are 24 hours away from Election Day in the United States. It's been a long time in the making. Markets have been prepped. Volatility has been going up and down. And here we are. Tomorrow is the last day to vote in the United States. And probably within 24 to maybe 72 hours after tomorrow, we'll know who the new presidential candidate is. And then we'll have to live with the consequences regardless of what the markets are. And that's what today is actually about. Today, we're going to look at what are the possibilities of the outcome, what are the probabilities attached there to, and how you should best be positioned. Because as I said earlier, if you are well positioned going into the elections, you could make a lot of money. I've spoken to some people and they've said, look, I choose to sit out this week. Well, I mean, that's great, but this could be one of the defining weeks of the year. And the truth is, if you're sitting out and you're sitting on the sidelines at one of the defining weeks of the year, that may not be the optimal positioning. Maybe you want to be sitting in, but you want to have a hedge. So in other words, you want to be in the market, but you want to have a hedge. And that's pretty much what we're going to be discussing today. The best way to play the elections. Let's really understand this week. Let's understand when data can come out. Let's understand when things can swing. Let's look at the signs that we need to look for in order to play this election trade optimally. So yeah, if you want to be a part of that, I mean, subscribe to the channel, like this video, let's get the likes up. Last time we got over 3,000 likes, let's see if we can match that. I'm going to get straight into Alpha because there's a lot of stuff to do. I'm going to show you which altcoins to be holding, which meme coins to be holding, which sectors you should be holding. There's a lot to talk about, so let's not waste any more time and let's actually look at where the markets are right now. So as I mentioned to you, we got a big pump into the elections. We got to about 73,000. We almost broke this all-time high. And I'm telling you the story pretty much based on the charts. And then we retreated. And look, we retreated pretty much just to tap the seven-month downtrend that we were at. And then we bounced off that. And now we're in kind of no man's land as the market waits to see the outcomes of the election. What pretty much happened here is that people got ahead of themselves and priced in a Trump victory. And now there's all the doubt that's actually coming in where people are sobering up and they're saying, hold on, maybe it's not going to be a Trump victory. Maybe Kamala does have a chance to win this. Maybe I have been in the crypto echo chamber and maybe I have been looking too much at Poly markets and reading Twitter replies. And maybe that's how I based my thing. And so what you realize now is that people are starting to hedge themselves. The first thing that you can see is that a lot of the leverage has started to close because people want to get off the leverage. They don't want to go into the elections leverage long because they know they can actually get liquidated. That's the first thing that you're starting to see. You're also starting to see what Benjamin Cowen calls an altcoin reckoning. So he's taken the chart of total three divided by Bitcoin. And he says that we may actually get this reckoning into the election. He's not wrong. He's not wrong. And I'll show you in a second why I think he's probably not wrong. You're also seeing so open interest starting to close. And then you're seeing something very interesting that's happening in the options market. So in the options market, a lot of people have started to hedge themselves against a Bitcoin price going under 65,000. So I think these people are wrong, but what they're doing is they are hedging themselves against a Bitcoin price collapse. And so you can see the majority of put options are the right to sell Bitcoin or price protection. The majority of put options have been put out at 65,000. Now, you can do exactly the same thing. You can go to Deribit and you can look on the put option side. Let's just quickly go to Bitcoin. Let's go to the put option side. And you can put on put options, which would cost you about $3,800 to buy a put option right now at $65,000 if you want to hedge yourself at around $65,000. But I think that anyone that's hedging themselves against a Bitcoin drop may be incorrect, and you can actually follow my thesis here today. I'll show you what my thesis is. Let's quickly look at what to expect this week. So the elections are coming up this week. And when I say the elections, it's not exactly the elections, because actually early voting has already started in the United States. And the truth is that about 77 million people have already voted, which represents about 40% of the voting base. So if you look at the voting base, don't know exactly what the voting base is. You can see in 2020, it was 168 million people. In 2022, it was 161 million people. So let's make an assumption that this year, it's going to be 170 million people. And what we know around that is that as of this morning, 77 million votes had already been cast. So tomorrow is the election day, but it's actually what you could say is tomorrow is the last day of the elections. And that is the last day for people to actually vote in the elections. Just another reminder that 2 days after the elections, on Thursday, we also have the FOMC, where we're expecting a 25 basis point rate cut. Let's quickly just check in with the CME futures. Last I checked, it was almost guaranteed 25 basis point rate hike. I think there was 100% probability, 96.2% probability of a 25 basis point rate cut on Thursday. Anyway, let's go back to the election. So 77 million ballots have already been cast. What's going to happen is you can see that early voting started in a lot of different places, but all the early voting pretty much ends around now. So some places end on the 5th of November, some on the 4th of November, but the early voting ends. Early voting has ended in some jurisdictions. For some jurisdictions, it's actually still going. And ultimately, what the US elections probably will come down to is it comes down to the swing states. So it's Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Georgia, and Arizona. And depending on what polls you're looking at right now, when you look at the Kelce polls, what you can see is that Trump seems to be in the lead in 1, 2, 3, 4 of those swing states. A lot of people say it's going to come down to Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is going to be the deciding swing state. But ultimately, the truth is all of these are polls. And to be honest, for me, the polls hold no value at the moment whatsoever. Maybe the prediction markets do, because people actually have to put money down on the prediction market. So let's look at the timeline. And this was posted this morning for our front runners in our Discord group. But let's quickly just look at the timeline between now and the end of the election. So as I said, the last votes are going to be cast tomorrow. The polls begin to close tomorrow, depending on where you're at, but around 6 p.m. or 7 p.m., wherever you're living. By 8 p.m. U.S. Eastern time, polls will be fully closed in more than 20 states, including the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania. Later on, Hawaii and Alaska will close. They'll close at 12 a.m. U.S. Eastern time. Then we come down to when we will actually get the results. Now, there's no specific time. There's no specific time of when we actually get the results. And just to give you some history, in 2020, the Associated Press did not declare Joe Biden the winner of the presidential election until November 7th. Now, bear in mind that the election was on the 3rd of November, and it took them 4 days to declare Joe Biden as the winner. And in 2016, it took until 2:29 a.m. Eastern time, the morning after election, to declare Trump the winner. So it can be really quickly, but we could have a repeat of the 2020 elections, in which case we can expect 4 days of arguing, of recounts, for us specifically, volatility. And then I think very important just to remember that once the presidential elect has been elected, He doesn't go straight into office. Of course, he gets, there's an inauguration, which is now scheduled for the 20th of January, 2025. And so we could get some volatility in that period happening. As I say, look, if you're looking at it right now, in the state of Pennsylvania, Trump seems to be slightly in the lead. The one thing we know for sure is that in the next 24, 36, 48 hours, 72 hours, up until the election, specifically up until the end of tomorrow, but even up until the end of this week, the media machine is going to be out in full force, and the markets are going to, as the media machine tries to manipulate the public and tries to manipulate not the outcome, but the probabilities of outcomes, so the markets will respond accordingly. And so that you can expect huge volatility, specifically between now and the close of the markets, which will happen sometime tomorrow between 5 and 10 p.m. Eastern time. So that is, in terms of a flow, what you can expect. But now let's get some perspective on the markets and what this actually really, really, really means. I know that for now it seems like everything is about the elections, but I want to show you a few things that may just actually put your minds at ease. The first thing is, in 3 weeks, nobody will care who the US president is, so your only job is to survive. People only care about the US presidential election until 3 weeks after the presidential election, and then they don't care about it for another 4 years until that happens. Another chart which is probably worth looking at is that regardless of who is elected, regardless as to whether it's a Democrat or it's a Republican, markets go up. And in the last 60 years, there's never been a president that never saw an all-time high on the stock markets during their tenure as president. So I know we're making out as if this is like the be-all and end-all. Well, let me tell you that markets go up regardless of who the president is. And if you look at it, every single presidential term landed up in an all-time high in markets, which is just gives you some perspective as to, I know we're making this all about the most important election of all time, but actually every election is the same. Every election allows, or after every election, markets land up actually going up. Specifically when it comes to Bitcoin, and it comes, we've only had three election cycles when it comes to Bitcoin, which was 2012, 2016, and 2020. So interestingly, in this chart, leading up to the elections, in every single election, the price of Bitcoin dipped before the election day. And then the price of Bitcoin recovered just after election day, regardless of who was elected and who came into office, whether it's Democrat or Republican. In 2016, it was Trump and it was Republican. Price went down. On the election day, price then went up. Again, in 2020, it was Democrat. Price went down. The Democrats won the elections. Sleepy Joe Biden came in, and we went basically straight up. The interesting thing to note, and hopefully we'll get a repeat of this this time, is that regardless of who the president was, the Bitcoin price never ever came back to the price of the day of the election. It was always way, way, way higher than the day of the election. So whether it was in 2012 and the Bitcoin price was $11.81, or whether it was in 2016 and the Bitcoin price was $719, or whether it was on the 3rd of November 2020 when the price was $14,902, the one thing that you can say about the Bitcoin price is it never, ever went back down to the election numbers, and it was really, really, really all the way up from there. And I think this is an important thing to note, is that markets don't like uncertainty. And where we're at now is that there is uncertainty. We don't know what the policies are. We don't know who the president's going to be. And therefore, markets just want certainty. They don't really care who wins. Markets are completely indifferent as to whether Trump wins or whether Kamala wins. All they care is they want to know where they stand, and they want to place their bets accordingly. That's it. And I think the same thing for Bitcoin and crypto. Or specifically for Bitcoin. I think markets, it doesn't matter who wins for Bitcoin. They just want a winner. And then it will just depend on how quickly Bitcoin actually goes up. But markets don't really care. I think that this is a good point from Ken Griffin. Just listen to what he says.
The expectation today is that Donald Trump will win the White House in just a few days. We'll know shortly. And big picture, the reduction in uncertainty is almost always positive for asset prices. And we're at that moment of peak uncertainty. It is a race that Trump is favored to win, but it's almost a coin toss. So I would say that post-election, we'll generally see a risk-on environment as people come to adapt and adopt a new regime, whether it's a Harris regime or a Trump regime, this uncertainty will be behind us.
So that's it. The markets just want certainty. They don't like uncertainty. They don't really care who wins. They just want certainty. They want to know what the policies are, and they want to be placing their bets accordingly. And I think that you all remember this Paul Tudor Jones. I think he says it pretty well.
I think all roads lead to inflation. We're going to end up
But does all roads lead to inflation? Therefore, gold is a good investment. Is Bitcoin a good investment to you?
I'm long gold. I'm long Bitcoin. I think commodities are so.
So markets don't want uncertainty, and what they're saying is, regardless of who wins and who loses, it's good for Bitcoin because there's going to be inflation. And I'll show you in a second why. Regardless of who wins, I think that Bitcoin actually explodes this week. Regardless of who wins, which is very, very, very reassuring. So, in fact, maybe let's jump straight to it. And I saw this tweet, and I think this tweet's a very good tweet. Pretty obvious at this point what happens. If Trump wins, we get a spike. If Kamala wins, we get a dip. And ultimately, the prices continue to go up. And that's a very simplistic view on it. If you want to go a little bit deeper, let me take you a little bit deeper. And what I did was I actually made a matrix. And I said, okay, let's actually look at what happens if Trump wins to Bitcoin, to altcoins in 1 week and in 6 months. And then let's look at the same thing around Kamala. Let's look at if Kamala wins, let's maybe change that to 1 week. What happens in 1 week? What happens in 6 months? And let's break it down into Bitcoin and altcoins, because I think there's a very different synopsis between Bitcoin and altcoins. And I think it's super important that we look at it. So that's the way that I've broken it up. I said Trump win, Kamala win. Let's look at Bitcoins. Let's look at altcoins. Let's analyze what we should be holding under each one. And then, as I said, if you play this week right, you can end up making a lot of money. But if you play this week wrong, then the objective is just not to lose a lot of money so that you can carry on and survive and live to fight another day. Because this is just cycles, and you want to make sure that you are surfing the cycles correctly. This is not the end of crypto, regardless of who wins, Trump, Kamala, who gives a shit. Crypto is here. Crypto is going to be strong. In fact, if you want some reassurance, I mean, if you look at the ETFs, that's the ETF demand in terms of average net inflows. And if you look at South Korea, which is in Asia, where some of them people don't even know that there's a US election going on, they are currently paying a kimchi premium, which means that they are currently buying regardless of the outcome of the US election. So let's look at what happens to Bitcoin, and let's look at what happens to altcoins. Let's analyze it in context of a Trump win, and let's then analyze it in context of a Kamala win. And I think for the sake of simplicity, let's just quickly go into the one that's the easiest first, right? So the easiest one for me is to say, let's just look at a Trump win, because I think that's a pretty easy scenario. It's the scenario that markets, you can say, maybe have pretty much priced in, because the polls have suggested that Trump has been in the lead. And you can see that the Bitcoin price has completely tracked those polls. So as the polls go up for Trump, so does the price of Bitcoin. As the polls go down, so does the price of Bitcoin. And the same thing for altcoins. If you look at altcoins, this is total market cap or others, where you can see they go up pretty sharply. And if Trump's odds goes down, then the probabilities of them go down. So I think this is the scenario that's been priced in. I think we know why, because Trump is an uber bull on crypto and Bitcoin. I'll remind you.
This afternoon, I'm laying out my plan to ensure that the United States will be the crypto capital of the planet and the Bitcoin superpower of the world. And we'll get it done. If crypto is going to define the future, I want to be mined, minted, and made in the USA. It's going to be. It's not going to be made anywhere else. And if Bitcoin is going to the moon, as we say, it's going to the moon, I want America to be the nation that leads the way. And that's what's going to happen. I pledge to the Bitcoin community that the day I take the oath of office, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's anti-crypto crusade will be over. It will end. It'll be done. It'll be done. On day one, I will fire Gary Gensler and appoint a new SEC chairman.
So I think that pretty much sums up the Trump point of view. If Trump comes into office, you pretty much have Bitcoin running because he's going to be friendly to Bitcoin. You're going to get the altcoins going on a run because he's promised to get Gary Gensler out of office, because we know that Trump is an altcoiner. We know that Trump actually even launched his own coin in terms of World Liberty Financial. This is a real token or a real DeFi project that Trump is actually launching. And I think it's pretty much simple. And I think the targets, some people have spoken about a target of 80 or 90,000. Some people have spoken about a target of 100,000. I think all of these targets are actually realistic. In fact, you know, I think if Trump wins tomorrow or the next day or one of those, or whenever we get the results, I think I wouldn't be surprised if Bitcoin jumped to 80, 85,000, maybe even 90. And maybe even if we get a crazy green candle at a push, I think maybe 100,000. And I think as we go on, Trump stimulates the economy, there's more liquidity in the economy, and the price of Bitcoin actually continues to go up. And the same thing for the price of altcoins, if Trump wins. I think if Trump wins, altcoins, we drop Gary Gensler, we drop a lot of the charges against a lot of the altcoin projects, we get a new regulatory regime which comes out and actually doesn't attack altcoins as badly. And I think basically, if you were to sum it up, if we get a Trump presidency, it's simple. It's like we shouldn't spend too much time on this, because the outcome here is a really, really simple outcome. It's up, 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 up. And you can even say up a lot, up a lot, up a lot, up a lot. I think another one that would win would be Dogecoin. And the reason why I think Dogecoin would win is because of Elon. Even though, as you can see, Dogecoin has done really, really well, I think that a Trump win really makes Dogecoin actually pump as Elon comes in. But I think that this pump may be slightly more short-lived. And then I think the Trump memes obviously recover slightly. So Trump, MAGA, Trump, and all of those actually win. I don't want to spend too much time on a Trump win, because I think we've all been factoring in a Trump win. And as I said, I think it's pretty simple. It's like up, up, and then like really up and really up for all the other ones. Let's focus our attentions now on the what-if scenario. And specifically the what-if scenario if Kamala actually wins, because that's the part that everyone is starting to get nervous about. I think, as I said, if Trump wins, well, that's an easy, easy, easy scenario. Everything just goes up in crypto and everybody's happy. And if you've placed your bets before the campaign or before the week, then you're going to end up making a lot of money. And to be honest, I'm pretty much fully allocated and I factored in a Trump win. And that is what I'm actually playing. But let's look at the other side, because I think a lot of you are like me. And let's look at what happens if this actually plays out and we actually get a Kamala win. So what happens if Kamala actually wins? So the first thing is, if Kamala wins, there's going to be a lot of Wix in tokens. People are going to be irrational. People are going to sell tokens. People are going to sell meme coins. People are going to buy meme coins. So I think if you're leveraged, make sure that you cannot get wicked out. I went and looked at all my leverage positions and I added so much leverage. I added so much margin to those positions that I cannot get wicked out. Crazy things can happen if in this, because the markets are irrational at this point in time. Be careful and make sure, as this tweet says, you don't get carried out on a stretcher if Kamala wins, or if the polls tell you that Kamala is actually going to win. That's the first thing. Okay, so if she does win, what do we get? Well, the first thing is we get Bitcoin flying and Bitcoin dominance going up. So let's quickly just understand the mechanics of that. If Kamala wins, a lot of people that are in altcoins are going to panic out of their altcoins, but they're going to want to remain in crypto. So what are they going to do? They're going to put money into Bitcoin first and Ethereum second. And the reason why I say Bitcoin first, Ethereum second, people are going to want to escape from the risk markets or the markets that are going to be hit. And they're going to want to put their money into a safe haven. What are the three safe havens that you can go into in crypto right now? The first safe haven that you can go into is you can go into USDT and USDC. Probably not a great bet, because even those can come under attack by the Biden-Harris or the Harris-Waltz administration at some point. So USDC, USDT, probably not like the best hedges. Then people are going to want to be in crypto, but they're not going to want to be in risk crypto. And so what they're going to do is they're going to escape the altcoins and they're going to go into Bitcoin. And so initially you're going to get a Bitcoin run, but then you're going to get another run in the altcoins. And that run is going to be into Ethereum. And the reason why people are going to go into Ethereum is because Ethereum is the only cryptocurrency outside of Bitcoin that is deemed as legal or has legal clarity in the US. And so if Kamala wins, I think Bitcoin goes up first, and then immediately actually ETH starts to follow. And that is because people will start exiting their Cardano, their XRP, their Solana, and they'll start going into regulatory clarity. All the markets want is clarity. And clarity is on Bitcoin and ETH. And so I think what happens if we get a Kamala win is actually very, very, very similar to what happened in the last election. And so if you look at the last election in 2020, we had the Bitcoin price go up for about 66 days after the elections because people went into safety, and safety was deemed to be Bitcoin. And also market go up is also Bitcoin. But if you look at what happened to altcoins, or specifically to others, what you can see, let me quickly take you to that chart over here. Look at others. Others went down 40% in the 60 days after the election. So let's quickly just quickly open that chart. That is the others chart. And let's look at the elections, which was the 3rd of November 2020. Let me just move across here so we can all see it. Okay, let's quickly go there. 22, 21, 20. Okay, so 2020, it's this period over here. The elections were, look how small this is now. You can't even, okay. So I think the elections must have been, it's amazing how small it is when you put it into perspective. So 3rd of November, it is somewhere here. You can see how tiny it is. Anyway, for 30 or 40 days, 60 days, we went down. But then what happened was we turned around and we started to get the bull market. So I think the same thing actually lands up happening here. I think you get Bitcoin up as everybody escapes, and then we go into alt, and the altcoins basically suffer. It takes about a month or 2 months for stability to come into the market. And then people realize that crypto is not going anywhere. People realize that the market will continue to run. And what they realize is that it's not the end of crypto. And so in that scenario, you get Bitcoin going up, you get the altcoins going down for a month or maybe 2 months, and then you get the altcoins actually recovering and giving a catch-up trade when they realize a few things. One, they realize crypto ain't dead. Number two, they realize that actually the majority of crypto has moved out of the United States specifically, or the developers have moved out of the United States. I think I had it. Here we go. I've got a thing that shows here. Since 2020, this is when Biden came into 2021, which here, this is when Biden came into office. And you can see that how the developers moved out. This is a developer report. And then you can see how Asia has basically capitalized on all of that. So I think the same thing basically happens. People realize that the market isn't going away. Crypto isn't going away. And then we start climbing up into the dev activity starts climbing up in Asia, and everything goes back to equilibrium. And so what I said around a Kamala win is I said the following. I said, lots of people are writing lots of long threads about the potential outcome of the US election. I think it's simple. Trump wins, everything goes up. Kamala wins, Bitcoin goes up, ETH goes up. Altcoins go down first and then slowly up. And then I think the worst thing is that America goes down because I think if she goes into the White House, then America just continues in its monthly decline, in its continuous decline. I think if Kamala wins, one of the ironic things that might actually end up happening is that we may get another meme coin run. And the reason why we may get another meme coin run is because we know that altcoins are going to be attacked by the SEC. We know that Ethereum's not going to be attacked by the SEC. And we also know that meme coins aren't going to be attacked by the SEC because there's nothing to attack. They can't attack the devs. They're certainly not securities. And the administration currently has no tool to go and smash or to regulate against meme coins. And so if Kamala wins, I actually see, not in the beginning, because in the beginning, the whole market goes risk off. But then the risk on comes into the market. And when the risk on comes into the market, I think it's Bitcoin, ETH, and actually a whole lot of the meme coins actually start to run. So I think that's what happens. I also think that what happens here is Dogecoin actually takes a massive hit. And the reason why I say Dogecoin takes a massive hit is because Dogecoin is very much an Elon and Trump win, and it's just the Department of of government inefficiency or government efficiency?
The head of the Department of Government Efficiency?
Yeah, those.
Yep.
So I think that what happens is if Kamala comes into power, I think that the token that gets the biggest hit actually lands up being Doge. So let's talk about that for a second. Maybe this is one of the hedges to say, look, if you're extremely long crypto right now and you want to hedge yourself against a Kamala bet, a Kamala win, all you need to do is short Doge. Now, let's talk about what happens here. If you short Doge and Kamala wins, Doge goes down a lot, probably goes back down to 9 or somewhere around there, right? Because this is now all around Elon and Doge. And so this goes down a lot. It's probably going to be one of the most reflexive tokens if Kamala actually wins. If it wins, how much more upside actually is there? Because a Trump win is actually factored in here. So whereas a lot of people are actually buying Doge into elections, I'm saying I'm holding a big crypto portfolio anyway. Maybe I need to go short to hedge in case the whole market goes down. If the whole market goes down, what's going to go down the most? Probably Doge is going to go down the most. And so I think probably the best bet right now is to be long crypto, short Doge. Your worst case scenario is Trump wins, your whole portfolio goes up, but your short goes slightly down. Kamala wins, your whole portfolio goes down, but you make a lot of money on the Doge short. You make double the amount of money on a Doge short. So I think one of the best trades right now is actually to be long crypto as if Trump's going to win, but short Doge as if Kamala's going to win. And then you know that that's your the hedge between the one and the other. Okay, let's sum it all up with exactly how to trade this week. So let's sum it all up with how to trade this week. And I really hope that you guys have appreciated the amount of research that our researchers actually went to here. And by the way, if you want to join our research team, I'm looking to hire 10 people. If you're absolutely and completely obsessed with crypto, I need you to join our research team. It's a full-time paid position. Obviously, you must be able to work European hours. But there's a link below. And if there's no link below, Josh is adding it frantically now as we speak. Full-time paid position. Josh, are we adding this? Here we go. Can we add on a researcher position, please? Okay, he's going to add on the researcher position if you guys want to join. And I'd love for you guys to join and be part of the research team that helps us put all of this together. Serious candidates only, though. All right, let's talk about how we're going to play this, because this is like the biggest week ever. So the first thing is exactly what I said to the front runners this morning when I jumped onto Discord this morning. I said, listen, guys, ignore the noise. Take a position, trade accordingly, and deal with the consequences. It doesn't matter who you back, just stick to your guns. And the reason why I say that is because the media machine is going to be out in full force. They're going to be trying to shake you out. First, it's going to seem like Trump's going to win. Then it's going to seem like Kamala's going to win. Then the markets are going to respond to a Trump win. Then the markets are going to respond to a Kamala win. And it's going to go up, down, up, down, up, down. Stay in the game and don't get rattled. You've taken a position. Your position has taken you months and months and months of research to get there. And unless you think that you're stupidly positioned or over-leveraged, stick to your thesis. Don't let every little comment and every little Twitter quote and every little mainstream media article rattle you out of what your belief system actually is. So as I said to the front runners, I said, I've backed Trump. I'm long. I'm going to take a Doge short just to hedge myself. I'll do that probably straight after the show. That's the first thing. The second thing is, by now at this point, you should be just sitting back and relaxing. So by now, or it's like you're going through roulette. By now, you should have placed your chips. And now you just have to sit back and wait for the outcome of the roulette spin. I don't think that you should be placing too many last-minute bets. I think if you do, you've probably, unless you're going long and you think that there's a Trump win, now there might be a good time for you to actually do some last-minute shopping. Okay. There's going to be a lot of volatility. Dan Crypto summarized it. There's also the possibility that you're in longs. Kamala wins the first important swing state. Everything pukes, but then Trump lands up winning regardless. And then you're stopped out and liquidated on the longs and on the shorts. That's why I say, take your positions, stick to your positions, and just ride the roller coaster until the end. That's what you should be saying. I think the next thing is, if you're selling Bitcoin into the election polls, you have no idea what you own. I think this is like quite profound, because you are buying Bitcoin to tap out of the volatility of bad politicians. And so it's important that you understand why you're actually holding Bitcoin. And what I've showed you is that Bitcoin's going to go up regardless. If Kamala wins, all the altcoin money will flow from altcoins into Bitcoin. If Trump wins, everything goes up and it just becomes a huge party. So remember why you actually hold Bitcoin in the first place and what Bitcoin is actually made for. The next thing is, remember this, the low of November has always been before the US elections. Will this time be different? Every single time we've had a US election, whether it's a Democrat election or whether it's a Republican election, every single time, the low has always been at the elections and we go up in a straight line pretty much from there. I don't think that this time will actually be different. I just can't see it happening. That's the next thing. Look at this thing over here. Historically, if you look at the 1 month after the elections, both times we've been up 1 month after elections. The first time we were 8.43. The second month we were 42.606% 1 month after the election. Although you should remember that this was around COVID. So, I mean, you know, do as you wish. But it just shows that it doesn't really matter for Bitcoin. And then I think as Kobe summarizes the whole thing, he says, Bitcoin's going to be bigger than 100 no matter who wins. Just impacts how quickly it's going to happen and where else we go on the journey. That's it. We are on a journey here. This is not, you know, we're not yet to win. We are here to win, but it's not going to happen immediately. We are all on this journey. And so Bitcoin is going to 100,000 regardless. There's a lot of demand regardless. And as I mentioned to you before, in 3 weeks, nobody's going to care about the elections. Nobody's going to be talking about the elections. And we're just going to probably, if history repeats itself, just be in an absolute up market. And so that's how I think you want to be positioned. For those of you who do want to trade, as I say, I think, you know, there's good opportunities to be trading. I recommend that you make sure you don't take too much leverage and make sure that you have enough margin in the accounts for the craziest of wicks, because you're going to get crazy wicks. If you don't have an account, you can open an account on Bybit. If you are American or if you're British or whatever you are, Bitget doesn't do KYC. Blowfin. Can we add in Blowfin, guys? Let's add in Blowfin because they don't do KYC, so that anybody can trade with Blowfin because they don't actually. Winner Bitcoin. Okay, yeah, you can just get a Blowfin account here. They don't do KYC. By the way, speaking of the Winner Bitcoin, if you do want to win a Bitcoin, just go over here, open an account with a Banter link, make your predictions. I see that right now the majority of the predictions are between 87.5 and 88,000. Remember, the person that actually gets this right on Banter Bubbles actually lands up winning a full Bitcoin. Anyway, look. I will be back here tomorrow and it'll be election day coverage. When I'm back here tomorrow, it's going to be election day coverage. Although we won't get any of the outcomes, we'll just get people actually voting and markets probably chopping sideways just whilst things are happening, which is, I think, exactly what the markets are doing now. Let's quickly just check in with the markets. So we have 68,000, markets chopping sideways. I would expect some kind of de-risking as we get more and more, because remember, the majority of investors are retail investors and they are going to be following the news, and the news is where they is mainstream media, and the mainstream media is going to try and shake them out. So I wouldn't be surprised if we get some shakeouts. Remember, you're sticking to your thesis, you're buying things. I've set myself some crazy buy targets on things like Popcat, because I just think that I think that Popcat is going to be a reflexive meme if you do, and there'll be a lot of those. So I'll see you guys again tomorrow. Until then, trade well, my friends.